A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins opened up a three-game series in Atlanta. It was their first ever visit to SunTrust Park. It was a matchup between Sean Newcomb and Dan Straley. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
For the Marlins, victory in the first ever game at SunTrust Park in Atlanta. They take the first of three tonight here at the Braves' new home. Final score, Miami 5 and Atlanta nothing. Marlins got off to a quick start against Sean Newcomb, who's making his second big league start tonight for Atlanta. He'd pitched very well, allowing just one unearned run in his debut last Saturday against the Mets. But Miami got a leadoff single from D. Gordon in the top of the first tonight. D. stole second, and with one out, Christian Yelich gave Miami an early lead.
Now the pitch to Yelich, and Yelich hits a hard line drive out into left center. This is a fast field, and it gets through into the gap in left center and bounces off the wall. Home to score is D. Gordon. And for Christian Yelich, double number 10, RBI number 30, 1-0 Marlins.
Little did we know, three batters in. That would be the only run the Marlins would need in this ball game. But it's a 1-0 game into the fourth. Dan Straley was rolling along early in the top of the fourth. Newcomb, who had settled down after that first inning run, got the first two men, Ozuna and Realmuto, but with two outs and the bases empty, faced Justin Bour just off the disabled list today. Nobody on, two outs. The 1-0 pitch is driven high in the air, deep right center. Inciarte sprinting back near the bullpen, and it is gone. Welcome back, Justin Bour. Like he never left, his 17th of the season, and it's 2-0 Marlins. After missing 9 games and 10 starts, Bour comes off the disabled list and picks up right where he left off. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Straley was cruising along in this ball game, and he took that 2-0 lead into the sixth inning when the Marlins chipped away a little bit more against Sean Newcomb in his final inning of work. First three men reached in the inning, Giancarlo Stanton with a single, Christian Yelich a single, the second of his three hits in the ballgame. Then Marcelo Ozuna walked, so the Marlins had him loaded. A chance to break it wide open with JT Realmuto coming up.
Here's Newcomb's pitch. And the ball grounded to the left side, to his left. Camargo down to second, one, over the first two. A run scores. No RBI. It's 3-0 Marlins, but Realmuto hits into a double play.
You know, the next two men would walk to reload the bases in that sixth inning, but Newcomb escaped, getting JT Riddle on a very nice play at shortstop by Dansby Swanson. Newcomb threw 6, 5 hits, 3 runs. He walked 4, struck out 3, threw a wild pitch, allowed a homer, 106 pitches, 67 strikes. Dan Straley pitched a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth, and it stayed 3-0 Marlins into the seventh. Straley trying to make it through 7 again tonight. Struck out Nick Markakis to begin the inning, but when Tyler Flowers singled, the Braves got the tying man to the on-deck circle, and with lefty Matt Adams coming up, Don Mattingly went to the bullpen. He brought his lone left-hander in, Harlan Garcia, and Harlan got the job done. He struck out Matt Adams for the second out, and then they turned the switch hitter, Danny Santana, around, forced him to bat from the right side against the left-hander. He's not had much success this year against lefty pitching. He struck out against Garcia, now just 2-for-21 in the season against lefties. So Garcia faced two. He struck them both out. And we were through 7 with the Marlins leading this game 3-0. Straley, 6 1/3 innings, a 4-hit shutout ball, didn't walk anybody, struck out 8, threw 91 pitches, 64 strikes. After Garcia worked out of the 7th inning, David Phelps got the 8th, and he set down the side in order. Then we went to the 9th inning, Miami trying to extend the 3-0 lead. Sam Freeman began the inning on the mound for the Braves. A lot of leadoff single to JT Riddle, who went 1-for-4 tonight. With one out, Riddle went to third base on a D. Gordon single. D was 3-for-5. And D, with that hit, knocked Freeman out of the ball game. With Giancarlo coming up, they brought right-hander Luke Jackson in. Jackson out of Fort Lauderdale, makes his home in Southwest Ranches now. He got Stanton to pop to first. That was out number 2 in the 9th inning, but he couldn't escape. After D stole second, Miami had men at second and third for the suddenly surging Christian Yelich.
And here comes the pitch to Yelich. A swing and a ball hit down the left field line. And it's in there in fair ground. Home to score is JT Riddle. Behind him is D. Gordon. And Yelich did exactly what the Marlins needed. Came up with a hit with two outs in the inning to drive in a pair in the 9th inning and extend the lead to 5-0.
So with some breathing room, A.J. Ramos was able to sit down in the bullpen. Kyle Bearclaw came on to pitch at the bottom of the ninth. And facing the top three men in Ciarte, Phillips, and Markakis, he worked a 1-2-3 inning to close it out. Marlins relievers Garcia, Phelps, and Bearclaw tonight faced eight, and they retired eight to close out a 5-0 win here at SunTrust Park. For the Marlins, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base. For Atlanta tonight, no runs, 4 hits and an error. Braves leave 3. Dan Straley, the winning pitcher, he's 5-4. Sean Newcomb, the loser, 0-2. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 44 minutes, and a crowd of 38,123 will go home disappointed after they see some fireworks here in the next couple of minutes in Atlanta. Marlins with the win now have won 3 straight. They've won 13 of 18 and 16 of their last 24. Miami improves to 30-35 on the season, now 14-19 on the road. Meanwhile, the Braves have lost 5 of 7. They dropped to 29-37 on the year. They're now 13-18. With losses eight of their last 11 in the new ballpark, SunTrust Park.
Marlins take game one at the brand new SunTrust Park last night. We'll do it again this afternoon at 4:10. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning, you missed the bonus code last night. Well, it's a good one. The boys were in Atlanta. Your Fish family bonus code this morning is Peach. Again, Peach is your Fish family bonus code. This morning, 4:10 this afternoon, Jeff Locke versus Jaime Garcia will be on the air at 3:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.